This body of ours is a being of beauty, like a temple, clean and pure. It's a sacred pedestal to pour down divinity from above. It's a vehicle and form. From today, 8th of January 2016, it is a new year. We will start to take Ayurvedic education, health education. Ayuhu Vedah. Ayu means age, Ved means science. Ayurved is a knowledge of being, science of human being. Ayurved is a longevity of life, how each human being live with health, happiness and spiritual life. This is the aim of Ayurveda. Hita hitam sukham dukham ayustasya hita hitam tasya cha manam cha proktam ayurvedah sa uchyate. According to Ayurveda, this body is a divine being, and Ayurveda is a user guide of this being, user manual. We purchase any machine from the market, small machine or big machine. With that machine, user guide comes with machine. In user guide, in user manual, about all the information of machine, parts and planes of that machine, how to use it, how to charge it, how to service, and how we have to take care of this machine, so we are able to use long life without any disturbances, without any complaint. This human being is a divine being, and Ayurveda is a user guide, user manual. From birth to death, all information in Ayurveda about human being, not only from the birth, but before birth, how parents has to conceive the child, prenatal education towards a glorious future, that all knowledge is giving in Ayurveda. Couple education and couple purification for healthy, divine, precious, valuable and wanted child. If couple take education and purification before conceive, prenatal, natal, postnatal and after birth, from first breath to last breath, so much important about Ayurvedic education. If parents has true education, how to live healthy, long, peaceful and spiritual life, parents are able to give to the child. What is the aim of our life? Who we are? Who use this human being? Who is inside? If we ask ourselves these four questions. Who am I? Answer is there. I am peaceful, powerful, beautiful, pure soul in this being. I lead this being. Due to me, this being able to live, this human body able to work, this prana able to move, this mind able to think. In this human being, I am the leader. I am the seed of Supreme. I am the son of Divine. I came in this body. I enter in this being to fulfill human life. I use this body from first breath to last breath. I use this prana 24 hours. And I use this mind. So which tools we are using? We take care of our being. But human being not able to aware of true being, soul. And we are living only surface level from first breath to last breath. And that is the reason of disease. That is the reason of discomfort. That is the reason of stress. That is the reason of tension. And that is the reason of imbalance of our breathing. If we look ourselves deep and we understand this being, purpose of life, Sri Aurobindo has told, this body of ours is a being of beauty, like a temple. Clean and pure, it's a sacred pedestal, pillar, to pour down divinity from above. It's a vehicle and form. Human being is a vehicle to receive divinity from above, higher. We have to receive divinity. We have to use that divinity inside of our being. And we have to spread that divinity upon the earth. We are the responsible to make divine kingdom upon the earth. So if we understand our responsibility, we have to take care of our being. And what is the rules and regulation in Ayurveda for this human being for long and healthy life? If we have to search our soul, Sri Aurobindo has told, it is the divine present that gives value to life. This presence is the source of all beauty. This presence is the source of all peace. This presence is the source of all disease and health. If we find this presence, for find this divine present, this human body, material body, is an instrument. Our prana, our breathing is a way. Our mind is a light. This life is so easy, but human mind make complicated. So we have to educate our mind to put peace, calm, and quiet in the mind. Mind has so much power for imagination, for thought, for realization, for experience. So first thing of health, we have to educate our mind. If mind is peace and calm, our prana is pure, harmonious and regular. Our breathing is going with rhythm. Our human body receives with each breath in and out prana energy and oxygen, and human body works with health and happiness. Diseases are nothing but internal imbalance and internal uncleanness. Internal imbalance between thoughts, feelings, emotions and action. Uncleanness, useless thoughts in the mind, negative thoughts in the mind, useless desire in the prana, emotional in the prana, and useless uncleanness in our body due to indigestion, due to useless things we are doing all the day. We speak so many useless words. We eat any time, any type of food. So awareness is the first thing for health. Consciousness, rejection. What is useless inside? We aware with our thoughts, we aware with our emotion, we aware with our habits. And day by day, after we have to start for reject, we have to clean, and this is the cleaning. And after we have to put everything in order, in balance. Every time we have to educate our mind which work we are doing in present, our mind is there. Our mind is on breathing. According to Ayurveda, they are given nice lifestyle, living a healthy lifestyle. Sleep, food and celibacy. This is the three pillar of health in Ayurveda. And according to Ayurveda, we have five elements in our material body. Space, air, light, water and earth. If we use these five elements in whole the day and we put balance, because what is in universe that is in one human body. Yatha brahmande tatha pinde, yatha pinde tatha brahmande. We find our whole universe in one human being. We are able to see whole universe in our being. If we are able to make more space, expansion, widening in mind, widening in our vital consciousness, in widening in our physical consciousness. Space is more, air is moving nicely. Air is moving nicely and space is more, sun is giving light from outer sun. So much light we feel in our being, and from inner sun our soul is also giving light up to our each part of the body. And we use more water in our day, so it is nice cleaning with water, and this material body is more healthy and happy. Daily 6 free doctors comes to our life to give us free consultation. Sun comes daily, rising daily. If we receive daily sunlight 1 hour on our body, morning sunlight, we receive vitamin D, and vitamin D is used for our bone, calcium. So if we wake up early in the morning, according to Ayurveda, first rule, we have to wake up before 2 hours rising sun. It is a Brahma Muhurat. Brahma means divine. When we take birth on our head, that is one petal. It is a Brahma Rantra, divine door. If we wake up early in the morning, our divine door is open and direct connection with Brahma, with divine, we are able to put direct connection, because morning, early morning, no traffic, nice consciousness. So we have to wake up early in the morning, and after in our bed 5 minutes we have to do meditation, concentration of our breathing. We have to look inside, in which work we have to do whole day, we have to think little. With purity, with truthfulness, I use this body whole day, I use this breathing, I use this mind, I use these senses, and I will take care, because I am the soul. Whole day we have to conscious with our true being. We do not run from the mind. When we wake up early in the morning, after the prayer, we can put our right feet first on the floor and after left feet, because right side is a sun energy we receive more. It is written in Ayurveda. And we pray to the earth, I will put my leg, I will put my feet on you, you forgive me, but this is my promise, I will receive divinity and I will come to give you divinity. So you are happy to receive this divinity. And after, we have to go to clean our bladder, and after we have to clean our eyes, our mouth, our face with water, or if we use first urine to clean our eyes and face, it is very nice. But if we not able to use our urine, we have to use water. After cleaning our face, we have to drink warm water, at least 2 glass. It is Ushah Paan. Ushah means early morning. Paan means drink. In sitting position, empty stomach, when we drink warm water, in that water, we taste that clean warm water. and that water is going inside. And it is cleaning our whole digestion. And after you feel pressure in your intestine and go to toilet. After cleaning the bowel, we put sesame oil in our mouth. For 10 minutes, if we put sesame oil in our mouth, we have no need to go with any dental doctor. Due to sesame oil in our mouth and little exercise, we move sesame oil in our mouth. Our gum, our teeth is so strong, and any unclean cough inside, stickiness, that is clean. And another effect of that sesame oil, we have no wrinkles on our cheeks. It is natural beauty. So when we put sesame oil in our mouth, in 10 minutes, with our finger, with sesame oil, we have to massage around our eyes. Little massage. No blackness around our eyes. Very smoothly we massage in our eyes with first finger. And after sesame oil in mouth, with small finger, we take little oil and we clean our ears. So in 10 minutes, we are able to clean our mouth, tongue, teeth, gum, eyes and ears. Morning, daily, we do this. We have no problem in our teeth, our tongue, our eyes, our ears. And we are able to make more space inside. If space is more, oxygen and energy moving nicely. After, we have to brush our teeth. We have to clean our tongue. Nicely gargle with salt warm water. And feel nice freshness in our senses, in our mouth. After again, in sitting position, we have to drink 2 glasses of warm water with lemon and honey. Morning, we have to drink at least 1 liter water in 1 hour to clean our all the channels, our all the body. After drink the water, if you want, if we have time, we do little massage our own in our being. Otherwise you call anybody to give massage, because oil massage is a very good for our muscles and joints. We are able to do massage our own also. And with massage, we think positive and we connect with our parts, little parts and joint. And we pray our parts. Oh, my feet, oh, my fingers, oh, my whole body. You help me to live long life. I want to use you up to long life. When we massage on our hair, our skull, we connect, and after we pray, day by day, my hair is long, black and silky. After finish the massage, we go outside in sunlight for walking. At least 40 minutes we have to walk in sunlight. We receive vitamin D, and by walking, we do exercise. Walking is the best exercise. No walking with talking, but walking with breath watching. Walking is a meditation. We are able to meditate with walk. We aware with our feet, how we put our feet for walk, balance. And with meditation, when we do walking, we are able to feel balance in our whole being. Same weight we have to put in our both feet, and straight we have to walk, and we receive more oxygen and energy from the open air. Morning in air is a more oxygen, pure oxygen. So we receive sunlight, oxygen, nice beauty and harmony from the nature. And this harmony, beauty, we fill up in our being. Due to this harmony and beauty, we are able to put peace in our mind. And whole day we use this. Sun has relation with our eyes, because light, vision, has relation with eyes and sun. So when we go for walk, before rising sun, red sun, we do tratak. Tratak means concentration. If we want to save our life, we don't want any problem in our eyes, we have to do daily concentration, tratak, on 5 minutes. Without blinking, we have to look on the sun, at the sun. Continuous. We have to look sun and we have to think. This sun is giving light, is all upon the earth. I receive more and more light in my eyes, and I have to use my eyes long life. We receive more and more light in our eyes from the sun. And in 5 minutes, your eyes is full of tears. It is a nice cleaning of eyes. From deeply, after walking, when we have time, if possible, open air, opposite sun, if we do some breathing exercise, pranayama, daily we need 5 to 6 type of breathing exercise, half an hour. We take some time pranayam session in our talk, how we have to do pranayam, true breathing exercise. First, we have to aware with our breathing. 10 minutes, we look our breath, mind, breath and body, more quiet, peace and relax. After first pranayama, 5 minute long and deep breathing, chest breathing with positive thought. We have power. What we want, we have to fill up in the morning. Breathe in with thought in our mind. When breath is going in, when we think our mind, I receive peace. For 5 minutes, You think positive and take long breaths. And you feel in 5 minutes so much change in your mind, in your prana, in your body. This pranayam name is Bhastrika Pranayam. And when we exhale, we throw out our weaknesses, our sicknesses, our negativeness. Human mind has habit to hold inside so many useless things. But when from today we follow Ayurveda, what is useless, we fill up ourselves. What is useless, what is useful, we fill up ourselves. What is useless, we throw from our being. We are the creator of our thoughts. We are the generator of our being. We are the operator and we are the director. We are the God. God is inside in ourself. And that God is use this body, this prana and mind. So we have to take care. After 5 minutes long and deep breathing, we have to clean this our body with our prana. Prana visva beshajaha. According to Ayurveda, prana is a supreme medicine. Prana is a fire. Prana is a life. Prana is a food. Prana is a energy. Prana is a feeling. Prana is a medicine. Prana is a emotion. And prana is a supreme medicine. Without prana, this body not able to work. If we know our breath, we know our life. Each breath has connection with our individual prana and universal prana. With each breath in, we receive oxygen and universal energy. And we send that oxygen and energy in our each cell of the body. Each breath in, our all cell is happy to receive new energy, new oxygen. If we aware of our breathing with positiveness, we are able to receive more. So this is Bhastrika Pranayam, and second is a cleaning method, Kapalbhati. I am teaching pranayam nicely. If we use this pranayam in daily life, we feel transformation in our body. Cleaning method Kapalbhati. We have to exhale our breath in Kapalbhati. No need to inhale. Inhale is automatic. Exhale is active. It is an abdominal breathing. Empty stomach, we have to do pranayams. 5 minutes, Kapalbhati. Clean our house, this divine house. And after we clean this house, we have to put everything in order. Due to Nadi Shuddhan Pranayam, Anulom Vilom Pranayam. From left nostril, we have to inhale our breathing. From right, we have to exhale. From right, we have to inhale. And from left, we have to exhale. This is the first round. And after, we have to repeat for 5 minutes. And we put everything in order. Due to this pranayam, we feel in our mind, in our nervous system, in our hormone system, in our respiratory system, in whole the body everything in balance. So reason of disease, imbalance and uncleanness. We put balance and we clean. It is the health. Harmony, it is the health. After Brahmari Pranayama, we connect with Brahma. We close our ears with our thumb and put four fingers on our eyes. We inhale and with exhale, we do B sound. If we do 5 times, and if we want, we can do 10 times also, and we find more balance, more harmony in ourself. And after last, Om Pranayama. Om is a pranav word. Om is a universal sound. Om is a peaceful sound. Om is a powerful sound. Om is a first word comes upon the earth. If we feel Om sound in all outer sound, Om has connection with inner also. Five to 10 times we do Omkar Pranayama. Total we want 30 minutes for Pranayama. After finish this breathing exercise, we come back our home, and after we take nice bath. If we want to take nice bath, in Ayurveda it is told Udvartan. For Udvartan, we have to use some powder. Besan, sandalwood, masoor dal powder, turmeric, neem powder, orange skin powder, and dry lemon skin powder. We make this powder in our house and collect, and after we put in one bottle and we use this powder for bath. We rub this powder from top to bottom, and after we take nice shower, and with bath we think our mind. Day by day I clean my outer skin nicely. Skin is a one sense organ. Day by day my skin is more and more lightful, clean and pure. After bath, nicely we clean our body with nice towel. It is also rubbing our muscle. It is also massage. With bath also we massage. And with cleaning, we do massage. This is little thing is give us nice health and happiness. After bath, we feel so much fresh. After bath, again we sit and we drink again one glass of water, warm water. If we drink warm water with amla and aloe vera juice, or we drink coriander water. Coriander also clean our kidney. It is very nice effect on our excretory system. And amla and aloe vera juice also very good of our health. Vitamin C, cleaning our all the channel. And after we do prayer, meditation, little, 10 to 15 minutes. Who am I? Why I am here in this human being? What is my role? How can I play my role as much as best? How can I use these my tools, my mind, my prana, my body, to make divine? And how can I fulfill my goal to come upon the earth? Little meditation for more conscious, and whole day be conscious with our thoughts. Today we finish our talk here. After another healthy lifestyle, we talk in health education part 2 in whole day. When we make in our mind, let beauty be our constant ideal, beauty of the soul. We all have beautiful soul inside, all divinity we have inside, with connection of the soul, beauty of mind. We think beautifully, positiveness, beauty of feelings, we feel beauty, beauty in emotion, beauty in action, and beauty in work, so that nothing comes out of our hand that is not an expression of pure and harmonious beauty. And our divine is always be with us. Thank you very much.